Connie Fields is at North Bend Nails today to get her nails touched up with liquid acrylic. It's been her ritual every 2 or 3 weeks for the past 20 years.
You know, I work a lot with my hands, and when my nails are done, it makes me feel good. You know, it helps complete my dress, so I like nails.
Still, Fields has her misgivings about the safety of nail products.
I've had concern, you know, because years ago, whatever the chemical they were using at the time, some girls had an infection.
It's not just the customers who are at a risk. The people who work with these chemicals day in and day out are the most exposed. Often they're Vietnamese immigrants. It doesn't take long to get trained to do nails, and you don't need to speak much English. But language barriers can keep Vietnamese nail salon workers from learning how to protect themselves from workplace chemicals. You've probably noticed this sounds less like a spa and more like an auto body shop. That's how it smells, too. Salon owner Helen Huang is combining chemicals to create liquid acrylic for Connie Fields' nails.
I use two products for this. One product is mixed with powder to make the powder supple so I can paint it on. And the other one is a polymer to finish it off.
The odor is industrial strength. And Kevin Burrell says that's no exaggeration.
The chemistry that's used in the salon for doing nail finishes, they're very similar to the chemicals that are used in auto manufacturing.
Burrell is the head of the Environmental Coalition of South Seattle. He says most nail technicians don't realize that they're doing a small-scale version of auto painting with the same kinds of chemicals and technique, a primer, a base coat, and a top coat. Common chemicals in nail polish include formaldehyde and toluene. At high doses, those can cause respiratory problems, including asthma, headaches, and even organ damage. Burrell says acrylic nails might be even more dangerous.
They're made of two chemicals, one of which has been banned at full strength in our state. You can't use methyl methacrylate in Washington State at 100% strength.
But Burrell says products with 99.9% methyl methacrylate are still on the market. That chemical has been limited or banned by at least 30 states. Studies on animals suggest inhaling too much of it might cause respiratory and organ damage. A recent University of Toronto study showed that a group of nail salon workers' children had signs of learning disabilities linked to solvent exposure. And some studies show a chemical in nail polish called dibutyl phthalate may stunt the fetal growth of male testes. Burrell says to limit exposure, nail salon workers need to use safe chemical handling practices. So his organization is working on an education campaign called Toxic Beauty. It's funded by the Environmental Protection Agency. The campaign sends a Vietnamese-speaking educator into salons to show owners and workers how to protect themselves. At North Bend Nails, owner Helen Huang welcomed the advice. She already had a ventilation system and air conditioning.
There's probably just a few places that have ventilation systems because they're costly. It takes money to buy them and to run them. I don't know for sure, but my customers say the air is much better here than other salons.
She says the educator showed her some other ways to limit chemical exposure.
Before, I threw everything away in just the trash can. They told me to put everything in trash bags and tie them before I throw them away. Another thing they recommended was to install vacuums in the manicure tables to suck up the dust and fumes. I'm planning to do that.
Ultimately, environmental justice activists want nail salon workers and customers to demand safer nail products. Phthalates, formaldehyde, and toluene have all been banned by the European Union in nail products. So far, only one major company, OPI, has agreed to change its U.S. formulations, too. The demand has to come from the ground up. That's because the U.S. government doesn't regulate cosmetics for safety. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.